Hey,
how are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to Expert Talk Extra, man. We're going to get into this and talk about what you do, who you are, and how I got you to come and be a part of this craziness that we call a live stream. How you been?
It's great. I posted it in LinkedIn, so maybe some people from there.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just answering a quick question. So what is it that you do? I know what you do, but let's share it with everybody else. What is it that you do, sir?
All right. So this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I help business owners get access to capital in the shortest period of time with minimal efforts, but maximum profits. That's what I do.
So how does this affect you when you say that? Because we're going to get into what that actually means. How does this affect when you're going through COVID? I mean, how's business right now?
Well, anything. I guess it depends on what type of financing you're going for, right?
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of businesses that are doing well in COVID, and there's a lot of businesses that are not doing, are just limping along, and then there's some businesses that are doing really horribly in COVID. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on, you know, what you're doing. You know, obviously, if you can show the ability to pay the money back, then you can get financing, right?
Right.
And that's a traditional debt financing.
Right.
But, you know, there's, let's just say, it just, I if you allow me to, I'll tell my quick story. So
yeah, please. That's why we're here. I want to share all you guys' stories. I've heard them, and they're amazing. Okay. I want to share them. Please do.
All right. So like most business owners, I had a difficult time getting access to capital. Okay. And the traditional banking wasn't available to me. Okay. And this is how I learned about it. So about 20 some years ago, I guess almost been 20, 25 years ago, I was a painting contractor. Okay. So imagine me paint your house. I was a guy that make your house look really nice for the holidays, right? Or if you're trying to get your house ready to be sold, okay? And, you know, I was doing well with that, but like any business, what do you want to do when you're doing pretty good? You want to expand, right? You want to mm-hmm. expand that. And typically the two concerns that business owners have is either getting more business or serving that business that they're getting or trying to get, right? And so I was like, okay. So, and what I found out, and I was in the Washington, D.C. area at the time, and the bigger opportunities were these larger commercial buildings, right? You had the apartment complexes, you had the, you know, commercial buildings. That I was like, well, if I can do that, I can quickly grow my business, right? A bigger jobs, bigger money, right? And that was my thought, right? And here's what I found out, which was I was like, let me find out how to get this work. So I talked to the owners of these properties, were usually these large corporations, government agencies, right? And then they said, well, you know, Dominic, we don't make those decisions. You need to talk to the property management company. Okay. I was like, okay. So I talked to the property management company. And then you know what the property management company said? You need to talk to the general contractor because you're a little small subcontractor. So all that red tape, of course. All right. So after I figured out where to go to get the business, what do you think was my first question? Right? What was my first question? I know I asked this of you, but
I mean, for me, it'd be how are you going to pay for all your supplies and all that? That would be my first thought.
Well, my first thought was, how do I get paid? Because you guys with the money, right? How do I get paid?
Okay.
And you know what the general contractor told me, which I thought was crazy at the time? They said, well, we'll pay you when we get paid. That was the first crazy thing I heard. The second crazy thing they heard, if you send your invoice in by the 20th of the month, we'll net 30 day you to get paid. And I was like, this is crazy, okay? Because if you go to the grocery store, right, and you got your groceries, and before you leave, are you gonna have to get an invoice sent, right? And to get and then pay them later. Are you gonna do that? No, you have to pay them before you leave, right? You have to pay them with cash. Well, that's what I was accustomed to. So if I paint your house, I do a good job, you're gonna pay me. You're gonna give me a paid or give me a check or a credit card, right?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna have to wait. But that's how the commercial world works. You have to wait. And I'm like,
yeah, you have net 30s, you got net 60s, you got here in Vegas, you could have 120 days to wait.
I'm just like, this is crazy. Because they're the ones with all the money, right? I'm a little old guy. I got my materials that I pay for. I got, you know, my supplies. I'm putting together. I'm trying to do an, estimate and, all my know-how. And then, of course, the most important thing is pay my guys, right?
Right.
Now, can I go back to my guys and say, can you wait 30 days when I get paid?
No, because they want to eat. They got a mortgage to pay and I'm car like, notes.
So I'm like, this is crazy. I was like, I'm financing you. You the big guys. I might as well be a finance company. That's what I thought back then, right? But so what I learned about was this type of financing called account receivable financing. All right. Okay. You're like, what is that? Okay.
Yeah, I was great to say, what is that?
So that is bridging the gap between when you get paid and when you have to pay out. So basically what it is this invoice that they say they want me to send, right? It's worth money, right? It's an IOU. This is cash. So like if you have what's called a balance sheet, right? Well, that's, you know, all the assets on one side and all the liabilities on one side. You got whatever you have in your bank account, which is cash. That's very liquid. And then the next thing on your balance sheet, you got this thing called accounts receivable, which is money that's due to owe. So as soon as you send this invoice in to that general contractor, that's money that they owe you. So that's an asset. And so you can take this asset to a finance company and say, hey, can you advance me on this piece of paper? And I was like, and I thought I found a finance company will do that. And I thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread, right? I was like, as many of these pieces of paper I have access to, I can have access to this. I was like, and more of this, I can grow my business, right? And I thought that was the greatest thing. So I was telling all my buddies about it, all my other contract buddies. And what ended up happening is the finance company, like when I made a referral, they paid me a referral fee. And you know what? I got paid for that. And I was making more money on that. than I was on the contract. And I was like, there's something to this finance business, right? And so, but more importantly, right, we're all in business. Of course we want to make money, not only for our family, but the family that are employed by us. But more importantly, we want to provide impact, right? We wanna serve as many people as we can so that we can really help as many people. So the money was good, but I was like, well, cause think about it. The small business owner, you know, if you have a T-ball team or something like that, who are they hitting up? Who's a T-ball hitting up, right?
Yeah,
they're hitting up the small businesses. Business owner.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, if I can serve more people, the community, because I can help the small business owner, to all their employees and their community, if I can be the person that helps them get access to that money. So that's when I was like, yeah, this finance thing is something and of course I went back and got some training. There was this guy who had a program where he was the owner of a bank and he was showing other people how to do it. Even though I went to University of Virginia and got undergraduate degree and a master's degree, you learn more about just getting out there and doing it than you do with all that books. But anyway, but check this out. The thing that I learned, just recently I helped this lady. She had an engineering firm, right? Mm-hmm. And her engineering firm had a similar situation I had, right? The municipality kind of changed up how they do things, okay? And so there was it within this engineering department. So she would do the work and do these plans, and she sent her invoice in. And do you know that in that department, they said that we need 7 different people to sign off on this invoice before she gets paid. And she was coming to me and was like, help, help. I'm like, I got all these bills to pay and all this kind of stuff. I need you to bridge that gap that I talked about. So that's what we did. But
so that is pretty much your specialty. That is what you do.
That's how I got into the finance.
And that's how you got into finance.
Yeah, that's got in finance. But that's not where the buck stopped. That's not where this buck.
I'm gonna have this man on again because he got a whole story. But honestly, you're in my summit, and we're gonna talk about that a little bit later. But you're actually in there, and you share the detailed story of how this works and where it comes from. And I wanted you to come by and just say hey, and kind of give your contact information and tell people where they can find you. Because I told you then when you came on the first time to be a part of the summit, man. When I do stuff, I'm calling you. And you said you come, and boom, first outside guest, here comes Dr. He's like, I'm in, let's go. So how do they find you? What's the where are you located and how do they find you?
So I'm headquartered where I'm in right now is in Birmingham, Alabama, believe it or not. But I do business all over the country. Like I just had a contractor I did business with Washington State. So, they say have money, we'll travel, right? But anyway, but go to Keys for Business. I don't have my key. Keysforbusiness.com. And I do a special masterclass on what I've described and not only how you get access to capital the way I just talked about, but how that is. That type of financing and how the underpinnings of that is the foundation of all finance. So if you're trying to get a loan, a grant, get an investment, how all this ties together.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. I appreciate you being my first guest. You're outside the family. We had the family on earlier, and I appreciate you being the first guest on here, and I will talk to you real soon.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.